Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any political campaign or news or media organization. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
Dude, I just did this yesterday. Go ahead. What is it?
As you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor or County Commissions. Thinking ahead, with which the following best idea how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am
I'm definitely
going to
vote.
Thank you. Voters of Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election date. Thank you. With which political party do you register? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated,
independent,
not registered?
Unaffiliated.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65,
46,
or over 65?
46 to 55.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Cindy Lerner.
Heard of her. I don't have any opinion.
Richard Prashnik.
Heard of him. No opinion.
Raquel Regalado.
Heard of her. No opinion.
Kamala Harris.
Heard of her. What do you say? Good opinion?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Shlomo Dexter, Miguel Regalado. Well, we have Miguel Quintero, Manny Cid, Carlos Garin, Eddie Rojas, Alexandro Toala, Daniela.
Oh, you're talking about the main. Cow. Oh, got it. The strong mayor. Go ahead. What are the names?
Shlomo Dassinger, Miguel Quintero, Manny Cid, Carlos Garin, Eddie Rojas, Alexander Otaola, or Daniel Levine Cava?
Most likely Cava.
Cava. You would say probably or definitely voting for Daniel Levine Cava. Definitely
voting for Cava.
Thank you. And now with the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates. For whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cilly Lerner, or Richard Preston?
Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cilly Lerner and her campaign for Miami County Commissions?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions?
Less likely.
If it made no difference, less likely. Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election
more
for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry?
Venezuelan.
Venezuelan. Let me look. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Always speak English.
Thank you. So excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. We appreciate your service.